Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.
As Dennis said, our scripture reading today is about John the Baptist. It comes from the book of Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priest of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Our scripture reading continues with verses 18 through 22, found on page 60 in your pew Bible. John proclaimed the good news to the people, but Herod the ruler, who had been rebuked by him because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and because of all the evil things that Herod had done, added to them all by shutting up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I think Luke is having some fun here. Luke is having some fun in this passage as he's telling this story. You notice how Leanne read that? In the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius. Now, he could have said, if we were talking about maybe U.S. history, he could have said maybe in the 15th year of the presidency of Franklin Delano Roosevelt or something. When Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, I'm from Georgia. If I mention the word Lester Maddox, does anybody know who Lester Maddox is?
Yeah.
Okay. Lester Maddox, Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, sure.
He said when Jimmy Carter was the governor of Georgia, and Herod was the ruler of Galilee, I think Galilee wasn't a very big place, maybe the mayor of the area, okay, something like that. And his brother, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff with his brother. But then he gets around to the religious authorities. When Caiaphas and Annas were the priesthood. In other words, like he's saying, when Dennis Shaw was the senior pastor at Hilltop United Methodist Church. Or maybe Pope Francis was the pope of the entire Catholic Church. Something like that. He's placing it in context. And then Luke seems to be having a little bit of fun with that, because does the word of God come to the political power of the day? Does the word of God come to the religious authority of the day? No. The word of God comes to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. So, what I want you to do is I want you to get near a neighbor here, and I want you to tap your neighbor on the shoulder, and don't knock him into Tuesday. Okay, I want you to just sort of gently tap him on the shoulder and say, "Neighbor, come on, work with me here. Neighbor, do it again. Neighbor, the word of God came to a nobody in the wilderness." Every time I preach this kind of sermon, I end up paying a price later, all right? I'll go to some church council meeting or a stewardship meeting or a staff parish relations committee meeting, and I will sit there and go, "You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me here." And they'll go, "Hey, you have preached a sermon I know at least once which said that the word of God can come to me just like it can come to you. Tap your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
How do I know
that the word of God,
has
it come to you?
Now,
we don't all suffer from the problem of humility. Okay? We don't all suffer from that. Donna laughed back there. Donna. There are a few people out there who don't suffer from the problem of humility. But the point really is that it's important for us to understand that the Word of God is not isolated to those that you would expect to have the Word of God given to them, the political powers, the religious authorities of their day. What Luke is saying here is the Word of God came to one of the most humble servants in all of Judea. Now, it's not here in the Luke, but Matthew's story of the dietary practices of John the Baptist, from my viewpoint, leave a little bit to be desired. Okay? What did he eat all day long? Grasshoppers. That's where he got... John's shaking his head. I did check this one, John. I really did. You got a different source, don't you? I read an article that said that we used to think that it was a leaf, but we really now think it really is grasshoppers, okay, because it has to do with the way the Greek is translated. But I tell you what, the other comment I want to make here is if John Davidson says something out of the Bible, listen to him. I am loath to argue with him. Loath to argue with him. I'm going to come back to John in a second. John and Bill Strickland is not here. The important element for us in this first element is that the Word of God is not restricted to those that are granted authority in this world, by whether it's political authority or whether it is religious authority. This is a priesthood of all believers. You have authority. You have voice in this world. Second point, though, related to that, is that how do you know that the Word of God is speaking? I worked in a psychiatric unit when I was 22 years old, working my way through college, and there was a man in there who had killed his children. And I asked him why he had done that. His answer was God had told him to do that. God had told him to do that. 1 John 4 offers us a beautiful test of how it is that we can examine whether or not somebody is truly speaking the Word of God. And it has to do with whether or not the Word of God is coming to them in such a way that it sounds like the words that Jesus, when he was here in the flesh, uttered. If they deny that Jesus in the flesh was here among us, then they're probably not the Word of God. Now, I understand that Jesus didn't talk on every single topic in the whole catalog of all the various things we could talk about. But the point really is that if you can hear what somebody is suggesting that we do, and you cannot hear Jesus' voice in that, it probably isn't the Word of God. Word of God comes to me and says, go kill your children. That's probably not the Word of God. Now, how do you get to know that? How do you get to understand that? You do that by doing what I'm complimenting John and Bill Strickland for. They know the Bible. They know it very, very well. They've studied it carefully over time. John the Baptist had studied the Bible. He is up there proclaiming the good news. He's proclaiming this idea of what it is of how we can be in proper relationship with God through the forgiveness of sins and the baptism associated with that. But he knows the Bible cold. He knows it so well. Invitation there for us is to follow that as well, is to study the Bible and see what it is that's important there for us to follow. Follow the red letter words of Jesus. First point, it's important for us to understand that the Word of God can come to all of us, not just Dennis Shaw, not just Pope Francis, not just Billy Graham, but the Word of God can come to you. And it won't necessarily, doesn't have to be in the political or the religious power of the day. It can come to you. The second point has to do with how you get yourself ready for that. It's by studying, getting yourself reading and studying and being able to know what it is that, that the Bible says. Now, here's the part where I've got a little bit of the bad news for you. You recall what Leanne read to you there? Now, I don't plan on chopping anybody's head off who disagrees with me. But that's what happens to John the Baptist. John the Baptist preaches the Word of God. He talks about the Word of God. He speaks the truth to power. And what happens to him? It cost him. It cost him big time. First point, the Word of God can come to you. Second point, you need to get yourself prepared by study in order to be able to understand what that Word of God is. And the third point is that sometimes preaching the Word of God, sometimes speaking the Word of God can get you in trouble with the world. It can get you in trouble with the world. That doesn't mean don't say it. It just means sometimes saying it and advocating on behalf of God in the world can be a risky proposition. Can be a proposition that can get you out of relationship with others. Like I said, I don't intend to cut anybody's head off over disagreeing with me. But sometimes that we have this idea that if you speak the truth to power using God and the Scripture and Jesus as your basis, that everything's going to be smooth and wonderful and hunky-dory. And that's not the way it ends up. Sometimes the way it ends up is that you enter into an awkward time where proclaiming the truth to power may end up having a rocky outcome. So what are we to take there for this from the 21st century for us here today? I think it's fairly obvious that you here, everybody that's here, has the capacity to have the Word of God come to you. It doesn't rely on me. It doesn't rely on Pastor Emily. It doesn't rely on Bill Strickland. It doesn't rely on John Davison. It relies on you and your relationship and how you go about building that. The second thing is that it's important for you to be able to know what the Word of God is and be able to distinguish what the Word of God is and be able to hear it and understand what's important. And the third thing clearly is that doing that sometime just may indeed get you in trouble, may cause you to be out of relationship with somebody. I'll do the best I can not to be out of relationship with me. I'll do the best I can to listen to you. I'll do the best I can to listen to you and honor what it is you're saying, especially when you start to sound like Jesus in my presence. And I would advocate that for everyone that's here as well, is to listen to others. And when they start to sound like Jesus, even though they may be altos or sopranos, listen to him anyway, because Jesus can be speaking to you from that kind of voice. Let us be in an attitude of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we have a chance to understand that the ministry of John in the world was going before and laying the path for Jesus, and that ministry came to him in a very unexpected way. And in that unexpected way, he was able to change the very lives of people around him by offering them a relationship with the living God. May we prepare ourselves for that relationship by study and prayer and reflection. And may we be prepared that at times that relationship with you may get us a little bit out of relationship with the world around us. Remind us that if we must be in relationship with the world, it should only be when we are in proper relationship with you. And all of God's children say, Amen. Amen.
Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.